2104. Additional requirements. In general, Chapter 5 of Title IIA USC 1255 exec is amended by inserting after section 245C as added by section 2102 of this title. The following sec 245E. Additional requirements relating to registered provisional immigrants and others. A. Disclosures. 1. Prohibited disclosures except as otherwise provided in this subsection. No officer or employee of any federal agency may A. use the information furnished in an application for lawful status under section 245B, 245C, or 245D for any purpose other than to make a determination on any application by the alien for any immigration benefit or protection. B. Make any publication through which information furnished by any particular applicant can be identified. R. C. Permit anyone other than the sworn officers, employees, and contractors of such agency or of another entity approved by the Secretary to examine any individual application for lawful status under section 245B, 245C, or 245D. 2. Require disclosures. The Secretary shall provide the information furnished in an application filed under section 245B, 245C, or 245D and any other information derived from such furnished information to A. A law enforcement agency, intelligence agency, national security agency, a component of the Department of Homeland Security, CAR, or grand jury, consistent with law in connection with I. A criminal investigation or prosecution of any felony not related to the APPLICANTS immigration status. R. A. A national security investigation or prosecution. And B. An official coroner for purposes of affirmatively identifying the deceased individual, whether or not the death of such individual resulted from a crime. 3. Audit and evaluation of information. The Secretary may A. audit and evaluate information furnished as part of any application filed under section 245B, 245C, or 245D for purposes of identifying immigration fraud or fraud schemes, and B. use any evidence detected by means of audits and evaluations for purposes of investigating, prosecuting, referring for prosecution, or denying or terminating immigration benefits. B. Employer protections. 1. Use of employment records. Copies of employment records or other evidence of employment provided by an alien or by an aliens employer in support of an aliens application for registered provisional immigrant status under section 245B may not be used in a civil or criminal prosecution or investigation of that employer under section 274A or the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 for the prior and lawful employment of that alien, regardless of the adjudication of such application or reconsideration by the Secretary of such aliens prima facie eligibility determination. Employers that provide unauthorized aliens with copies of employment records or other evidence of employment pursuant to an application for registered provisional immigrant status shall not be subject to civil and criminal liability pursuant to section 274A for employing such unauthorized aliens. 2. Limit on applicability. The protections for employers and aliens under paragraph 1 shall not apply if aliens or employers submit employment records that are deemed to be fraudulent. See administrative review. 1. Exclusive administrative review. Administrative review of a determination respecting an application for status under section 245B, 245C, 245D, or 245F or section 2211 of the Agricultural Worker Program Act of 2013 shall be conducted solely in accordance with this subsection. 2. Administrative appellate review. A. Establishment of administrative appellate authority. The Secretary shall establish or designate an appellate authority to provide for a single level of administrative appellate review of a determination with respect to applications for or revocation of status under sections 245B, 245C, and 245D. B. Single appeal for each administrative decision. In general, an alien in the United States whose application for status under section 245B, 245C, or 245D has been denied or revoked may file with the Secretary not more than one appeal of each decision to deny or revoke such status. A. Notice of appeal. A notice of appeal filed under this subparagraph shall be filed not later than 90 days after the date of service of the decision of denial or revocation, unless the delay was reasonably justifiable. C. Review by Secretary. Nothing in this paragraph may be construed to limit authority of the Secretary to certify appeals for review and final administrative decision. D. Denial of petitions for dependence. Appeals of a decision to deny or revoke a petition filed by a registered provisional immigrant pursuant to regulations promulgated under section 245B to classify a spouse or child of such alien as a registered provisional immigrant shall be subject to the administrative appellate authority described in subparagraph A. The stay of removal. Aliens seeking administrative review shall not be removed from the United States until a final decision is rendered establishing ineligibility for status under section 245B, 245C, or 245D. 3. Record for review. Administrative appellate review under paragraph 2 shall be de novo and based solely upon a administrative record established at the time of the determination on the application, and b. B. Any additional newly discovered or previously unavailable evidence. Far, unlawful presence during the period in which an alien may request administrative review under this subsection and during the period that any such review is pending, the alien shall not be considered unlawfully present in the United States for purposes of Section 212A9B. T. Privacy and civil liberties. 1. In general, the Secretary, in accordance with subsection A1, shall require appropriate administrative and physical safeguards to protect the security, confidentiality, and integrity of personally identifiable information collected, maintained, and disseminated pursuant to sections 245B, 245C, and 245D. 2. Assessments notwithstanding the privacy requirements set forth in Section 222 of the Homeland Security Act 6 U.S.C. 142 and the E-Government Act of 2002 Public Law 107-347, the Secretary shall conduct a privacy impact assessment and a civil liberties impact assessment of the legalization program established under Sections 245B, 245C, and 245E during the pendency of the interim final regulations required to be issued under Section 2110 of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. B. Judicial Review. Section 242A U.S.C. 1252 is amended. 1. In subsection A2, in subparagraph B, by inserting the exercise of discretion, arising under F or no car, shall have jurisdiction to review. B. In subparagraph B, by striking raise upon a petition for review filed with an appropriate court of appeals in accordance with this section. 2. In subsection B2, by inserting bar in the case of a decision rendered under Section 245EC in the judicial circuit in which the petitioner resides after proceedings. And 3. By adding at the end the following. H. Judicial review of eligibility determinations relating to status under Chapter 5. 1. Direct review if an ALIENS application under Section 245B, 245C, 245D, or 245FR, Section 2211 of the Agricultural Worker Program Act of 2013 is denied or is revoked after the exhaustion of administrative appellate review under Section 245EC. The alien may seek review of such decision in accordance with Chapter 7 of Title 5 United States Code before the United States District Court for the district in which the person resides. 2. Status during review. While review described in paragraph 1 is pending, a. The alien shall not be deemed a prune lawful presence for purposes of Section 212A9. B. Any unexpired grant of voluntary departure under Section 240B shall be tolled. And C. The court shall have the discretion to stay the execution of any order of exclusion, debarkation, or removal. 3. Review after removal proceedings. An alien may seek judicial review of the denial or revocation of approval of the ALIENS application under Section 245B, 245C, or 245E in the appropriate United States Court of Appeal in conjunction with the judicial review of an order of removal, deportation, or exclusion if the validity of the denial has not been upheld in the prior judicial proceeding under paragraph 1. 4. Standard for judicial review. Basis judicial review of a denial or revocation of an approval of an application under Section 245B, 245C, or 245D shall be based upon administrative record established at the time of the review. B. Authority to remand the reviewing court may remand a case under this subsection to the Secretary for consideration of additional evidence if the court finds that additional evidence is material, and A. There were reasonable grounds for failure to adduce additional evidence before the Secretary. C. Scope of review. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, judicial review of all questions arising from a denial or revocation of an approval of an application under Section 245B, 245C, or 245D shall be governed by the standard of review set forth in Section 706 of Title 5 United States Code. Fed remedial powers. A. Jurisdiction. Notwithstanding any other provision of law, the United States District Courts shall have jurisdiction over any cause or claim arising from a pattern or practice of the Secretary in the operation or implementation of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act or amendments made by such act that is arbitrary, capricious, or otherwise contrary to law. B. Scope of relief. The United States District Courts may order any appropriate relief in a clause or claim described in subparagraph A without regard to exhaustion, ripeness, or other standing requirements other than constitutionally mandated requirements if the court determines that at the resolution of such cause or claim will serve judicial and administrative efficiency, or A. The remedy would otherwise not be reasonably available or practicable. 6. Challenges to the validity of the system. A. In general, except as provided in paragraph 5, any claim that Section 245B, 245C, 245D, or 245E are any regulation, written policy, or written directive issued or unwritten policy or practice initiated by or under the authority of the Secretary to implement such sections violates the Constitution of the United States or is otherwise in violation of law is available exclusively in an action instituted in the United States District Court in accordance with the procedures prescribed in this paragraph. B. B. Savings provision except as provided in subparagraph C. Nothing in subparagraph A may be construed to preclude an applicant under 245B, 245C, or 245D from asserting that an action taken or a decision made by the Secretary with respect to the APPLICANTS status was contrary to law. C. Class actions. Any claim described in subparagraph A that is brought as a class action shall be brought in conformity with A. The Class Action Fairness Act of 2005, Public Law 192, and A. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. T. Preclusive effect. The final disposition of any claim brought under subparagraph A shall be preclusive of any such claim asserted by the same individual in a subsequent proceeding under this subsection. E. Exhaustion and stay of proceedings. I. In general, no claim brought under this paragraph shall require the plaintiff to exhaust administrative remedies under section 245EC. A. Stay authorized. Nothing in this paragraph may be construed to prevent the court from staying proceedings under this paragraph to permit the secretary to evaluate an allegation of an unwritten policy or practice or to take corrective action. In determining whether to issue such a stay, the court shall take into account any harm the stay may cause to the claimant. C. Rule of Construction, Section 244H of the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1254AH, shall not limit authority of the Secretary to adjust the status of an alien under Section 245C or 245D of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as added by this subtitle. T. Effect of failure to register on eligibility for immigration benefits. Failure to comply with Section 264.1F of Title 8, Code of Federal Regulations, or with removal orders or voluntary departure agreements based on such section for acts committed before the date of the enactment of this Act shall not affect the eligibility of an alien to apply for a benefit under the Immigration and Nationality Act, 8 U.S.C. 1101-EXEC. The clerical amendment. The table of contents is amended by inserting a third item relating to Section 245A, the following: Sec. 245B. Adjustment of status of eligible entrants before December 31, 2011 to that of registered provisional immigrant. Sec. 245C. Adjustment of status of registered provisional immigrants. Sec. 245D. Adjustment of status for certain aliens who entered the United States as children. Sec. 245E. Additional requirements relating to registered provisional immigrants and other thought. Sec. 2105. Criminal penalty. In general, Chapter 69 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end the following: Sec. 1430, improper use of information relating to registered provisional immigrant applications. Any person who knowingly uses, publishes, or permits information described in Section 245A of the Immigration and Nationality Act to be examined in violation of such section shall be fined not more than $10,000. The deposit of fines. All criminal penalties collected under Section 1430 of Title 18, United States Code, as added by subsection A, shall be deposited into the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1. C. Clerical amendment. The table of sections in Chapter 69 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end the following: 1430, improper use of information related to registered provisional immigrant applications. Sec. 2106, grant program to assist eligible applicants. A establishment. The Secretary may establish within U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services a program to award grants on a competitive basis to eligible nonprofit organizations that will use the funding to assist eligible applicants under Section 245B, 245C, 245D, or 245F of the Immigration and Nationality Act, or Section 2211 of this Act, by providing them with the services described in subsection C. The eligible nonprofit organization. The term eligible nonprofit organization means a nonprofit, tax-exempt organization, including a community, faith-based or other immigrant-serving organization, whose staff has demonstrated qualifications, experience, and expertise in providing quality services to immigrants, refugees, persons granted asylum, or persons applying for such statuses. C. Use of funds. Grant funds awarded under this section may be used for the design and implementation of programs that provide 1. Information to the public regarding the eligibility and benefits of registered provisional immigrant status authorized under Section 245B of the Immigration and Nationality Act and Blue Card status authorized under Section 2211, particularly to individuals potentially eligible for such status. 2. Assistance within the scope of authorized practice of immigration law to individuals submitting applications for registered provisional immigrant status or Blue Card status, including a screening prospective applicants to assess their eligibility for such status. B. Completing applications and petitions, including providing assistance in obtaining the requisite documents and supporting evidence. C. Applying for any waivers for which applicants and qualifying family members may be eligible. And T. Providing any other assistance that the secretary or grantees consider useful or necessary to apply for registered provisional immigrant status or blue card status. 3. Assistance within the scope of authorized practice of immigration law to individuals seeking to adjust their status to that of an alien admitted for permanent residence under Section 245C or 245F of the Immigration and Nationality Act. And for assistance within the scope of authorized practice of immigration law and instruction to individuals on rights and responsibilities of United States citizenship, b. in civics and civics-based English as a second language, and c. in applying for United States citizenship, t. source of grant funds, 1. Application fees. The Secretary may use up to $50 million from the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Trust Fund established under Section 6A1 to carry out this section. 2. Authorization of appropriations. A. Amounts authorized in addition to the amounts made available under paragraph 1. There are authorized to be appropriated such sums as may be necessary for each of the fiscal years 2014 through 2018 to carry out this section. The availability. Any amounts appropriated pursuant to subparagraph A shall remain available until expended.